You know, it was definitely was a big win and a much-needed win, especially, you know, coming off of, you know, last week's performance or the last couple of weeks' performances. Coming out today and seems like guys, you know, had a lot of passion out there today for the game. Where it came from, I don't know, but we were happy to have it and got a big win for this team.
Is that how this team has to play to win?
Yeah, yeah. We got to have that passion every week and it's got to show up on the field. And again today, you know, it showed out there. We played, you know, for, you know, the whole game, all four quarters. We played hard. The intensity was there, and never got down at any point in the game. You know, as far as emotionally, and it was a good win. You know what? I don't know and don't really care. You know. Where it came from, but hopefully, you know, this next week, you know, this game, this week being a prime time game, and maybe that's what it was. I don't know, but next week we got to bring that same intensity to the field.
Now, that's the most sacks now you've had, you know, in the game so far this season. Is that the most that you had, you know, the corner blitz for you or Tremont shooting?
I think to this point in the season, yeah, you know, We want to be an aggressive, you know, defense. And today we had the calls there to, you know, get us pressure on the quarterback, and it was up to some guys to win one-on-one battles, and we won those today. And when we got a chance to sack the quarterback, we sacked him.
Considering the level of opposition and your play personally, was this one of your more satisfying games as a pro? I mean, you got a huge impact.
Yeah, I mean, just because of, you know, team-wise where we are. You know, I feel like every week I'm going to go out and give 100% in whatever I do. But just from a team standpoint, from everybody, you know, going out there today and really playing, you know, with the back against the wall mentality, we hope to see that, you know, for the rest of the season.
Whenever this team needs a big play, it seems like you're the one that steps up to do that. Do you pride yourself on that big play?
I want to, you know, but to me it doesn't matter who makes it. You know, at the end of the game, you just want a W to be in your column. So, you know, for me, regardless if I make a play or it's, you know, Nick Barnett or Aaron Rodgers or whoever it is, let's just make the plays and let's get W's. And that's the name of the game. Well, again, it comes down to one-on-one battles. And today we had a chance to confuse them a little bit in what we were calling and the looks that we gave them. And then again, it came down to that, you know, each man going out there and you know, beating his guy and getting to him. So, you know, you can call the calls, but if the guys don't go out there and make the play, you know, it's all for naught. So today we went out there and made the plays that we were supposed to make.
Charles, the play against Roy Williams, who's you, Jimmy? Did he see you?
Well, he saw me, you know, at the last minute, and that's when he made the cut, you know, to try to get around me. But the one thing, if you ever play me, you know you got to protect that ball. And, you know, I wasn't going to make the tackle, so I just made a swipe, you know, to get the ball out and was able to get it out.
Did you go after the ball on the pick, or did you just hit him in the back? Or
on the sack
of Romo?
Well, you know, I was just making sure I got there. You know, I seen him pump, so you know it's a double move, and you don't want him to be able to get the ball off because you don't know if the corners, you know, has bitten on the first move or not. So, you know, I was just trying to get to him. It's my first one of the season, so I want to make sure I got it.
Is that the way this defense is supposed to work?
Ain't no question. You know, it's supposed to be an attacking defense, a confusing defense, and you know, today we went out there and did what we were supposed to do.
Charles, a season at Crossroads, did you take it upon guys yourself as a defense to put your shoulders as much and say, we're
going to be
that way?
Well, I think, you know, the way we started out, you know, today's game, you know, you knew what kind of game it was going to be. And, again, you know, the enthusiasm and the passion was there from the, you know, the onset of the game, and it continued through the whole game. And, you know, we started out, you know, hot in some games and haven't finished it. Today we finished it.
Don felt more comfortable playing the attacking defense since we've been through eight games already.
Well, I hope so, you know. But, again, it's still, regardless of the call, it comes down to the guys going out there and winning those battles. And, you know, if we go out there and do that, then that means he can call whatever he wants to call. So we did what we needed to do today.
Charles,
Charles, did you feel this was the best win?
Yeah, I think everybody feels that way, you know, from coaches on down, you know, to the fans. You know, we've got ourselves in, before this game, to a 4-4 situation. We don't feel like we should have been there, but we were there. And we know it's going to be a tough road to climb, a tough hill to climb in the rest of the season. And so every game is going to, you know, matter a whole lot when it comes down to postseason.
Is there something about Dallas that brings out the best in you?
Something about the what now?
About Dallas playing them that brings out the best. We've had some big games against them.
It's the game. You know, for me, it don't matter, you know, what day we play, what team we play, what time we play. You know, I want to be a guy that no matter what the situation, you know what you're going to get from me. So was in a position today to make some plays, and, you know, it just comes down to making them.
Charles, a relatively complete performance like this, is that frustrating because you say, how come we couldn't do it more often, or is it a springboard to say that's what we are capable of?
Yeah, I mean, there's no time to get frustrated. You know, we won. And so I think, you know, the latter part of that, that we know we can do that, you know, you got to continue to do it. And, you know, it feels, winning just feels good. You know, I don't care how you get them. But today we went out there and played, again, with a lot of fire, a lot of passion that lasted from the beginning of the game, you know, to the end of the game. And that has to be the mentality the rest of the season.
Does it mean anything to finally be that quote-unquote good team?
It means a lot. You know, it was a big stage. We know that. You play a team that's coming in here red hot. They've beaten some tough teams coming in here. And, you know, we know later on in the season it's going to get tough. And if you get into the postseason, you're going to play some big games. And so to finally, you know, get a game, you know, where, you know a lot of people probably doubted us, it feels good.
Charles, is this the game that can be the blueprint for the defense when you look at when you can get pressure on quarterbacks? This is how it should look?
Yeah, it's how it should look. I mean, we you know, we get frustrated as players when we lose. You know, a lot of things are said, you know, but all it is guys, you know, caring about what goes on this team and what goes on the field. And, you know, today, you know, again, for whatever reason, the guys came out, you know, early in that game, and I made a statement that, you know, this was going to be a good game for us.
Charles, we know the offense had kind of a meeting earlier last week. What was kind of the defensive mindset after such a deflating loss in Tampa?
We left a lot of football out there on the field. You know, the one thing about it, last week, you know, we had some bad field position, but we didn't hold them to field goals when we needed to. And that's our mindset. Even though, you know, you may start on your own 20 or your 10 or whatever, you still got to hold that team to field goals. And we let Tampa get some touchdowns in that game. They stuck around, and then they got a win at the end. So, you know, our mentality is that no matter what the situation, where we are on the field, we got to get stops.
For your personal performance, where does this one rank?
I mean, it feels good, you know, but, you know, this is not the end. You know, for me, I think much bigger. So this is a good game, but I'm more happy about the win and, you know, where I feel like we can go from here.
With Dallas, Philly, Atlanta all losing, you guys obviously winning. Talk about, I mean, this puts you guys right in the thick of the playoff.
Well,
you can look that
we got to focus on one thing, and that's the Green Bay Packers. I don't know, you know, it doesn't matter who wins or loses. In the rest of the league, we got to take care of our business for it to be even a question, you know, later on in the season. So this was a good one for us, and we just got to keep on stacking them. Containing or stopping the run, that's always key, you know, to any game. Because if a team can, you know, just run the ball down your throat, then they can pretty much do anything to you. I thought our pursuit today was, you know, unbelievable, you know, getting to the ball and not, you know, allowing those second effort runs. And we can continue to do that, we'll be all right.
Do you know your role on this team as a leader? You feel like you've got to perform for everybody else to see that. And you go out there and just kind of as a consummate pro, you show guys what you're.
Absolutely. And, you know, my role is to be in whatever position the coach feels like he can put me in. You know, today I played a little safety, you know, a little dime, nickel. You know, I want to be a guy that if the coach feels, you know, it helped this team for me to be at the three technique, he can put me at three. And that's really, you know, the way I feel. And, each game, it's not going to matter where we are, you know, or where, you know, how the team is doing. I want to be a guy that, you know, you can look out there and say, you know, it means a lot to him.
Is this a fun defense for you guys to run, for you personally to run, especially when it's working?
I was just about to say, when you're winning, it's great, you know, but of course, you know, the last few weeks it hasn't been that fun, but you guys seen that game today, and you seen what it can be, and you know, it just felt good. I mean, if you seen, or you just felt the energy, you know, out there on the field, the way guys were really moving around and flying around and making plays, that was awesome.
I mean, you've always been honest and critical, even after a win. If you thought you guys didn't make it, it didn't happen, you said, hey, listen, you can't ever beat a team, but if they were allowed,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a good team, aren't they? I mean, they won 4 in a row. And
yeah. Yeah, no, they're a good team, ain't no question. And we need to win games like that. But we also got to win the games that we're supposed to win. And there's some bad teams we played, we won. Tampa Bay was a bad team, and we let that one get away from us. And, you know, to get where you need to go, you got to beat good teams, and you got to beat, you know, win the games you're supposed to win. So it was a good win today. But, you know, from here on out, you just can't have any letdowns.
Charles, when you guys switched to 3-4 in the offseason, is this the kind of game you'd imagine, the blueprint of how this defense can play?
Yeah, it was good. And again, you guys watched it today. You watched guys flying around, having fun, making plays. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, winning those one-on-one battles, and today we won a lot of those.
Was the scheme a whole lot different today compared to past weeks, or is it just a matter of you guys executing the scheme?
Well, I mean, the scheme's not going to change. It just, you know, matters of what gets called, what doesn't get called. You know, a lot of things, you know, you practice during the week, you really want to get after those things in the game, and sometimes, you know, you don't get those things called. Today we ran a lot of things, and it felt good. Again, you know, for me, it doesn't matter, you know, what anybody says. I'm going out there to kick somebody's ass, you know. So, again, you know, we got to win, and that feels good, and that's really all I worry about. Yeah. It's a, you know, great deodorizer for the moment, you know, but if you let it wear off, then it's just not any good again. So, you know, big win for us, and, you know, it'll feel good. You know, you go home and you have fun, you know, maybe drink a glass of wine or whatever, and then tomorrow it's back to work, and let's get it done again the next week. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it always feels good to get a shutout. You know, we thought we, you know, had a great shot at it, you know, at that point. Didn't get it, but we got the win, and that's all you can ask for.
Talk about your interception.
Well, I just made a play, you know, cut in front of the guy.
What did you see?
All right, done.
Yeah, I mean, what did you see? What were you keen on?
Just playing my receiver. You know, he made a cut. I made a cut up under him, and the ball was coming. And all I got to do is get my eyes around and then make the catch at that point.
I think it was in time for the sack. It was right after you got to the touchdown. You go up 10.
Well, It you know, for me coming, it just opened up, and you know, I didn't have to make a move or anything, and they ran I believe what was a double move, and he pumped, and that was all the time I needed, you know, just to get there. So on a play like that, everybody up front does their job and goes where they're supposed to go, and the focus is off of me, and it just opened up.